Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Big Brother Jake podcast is brought to you by Fabulista Cookies. Their products are freshly measured, mixed, baked, and packaged. You can be sure that the goodies you receive have not been sitting pre-made for days, because that's just gross. A freshness and unfabricated homemade quality awaits you. Let nostalgia be your friend, your transporter, your memory rouser. Go to FabulistaCookies.com and let them know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
Yo!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake podcast. I am your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud.com/The Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio. And now, PodcastOne.com. Type in the keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast, and boom, you're in there. Man, I am so sorry. The voice is barely hanging on. It's been a very eventful weekend. I celebrated birthday number 45 this past weekend. Hold your applause. I know. I didn't think I'd make it that far either. But I'll get into that in a minute. As opposed to last year where I had my birthday celebrated on Instagram Live, where I drank almost a full bottle of Gentleman's Jack and passed out after the live ended. But I digress. Before I get started on this podcast, I got to give a special shout out to my man, Aaron Bender of the Aaron Bender Podcast, for joining me last week. We got rough, rugged, and raw, kept it real, kept it funny, but most of all, we kept it authentic. And Aaron has become one of my closest friends in life, and I love the guy to death, and y'all should check out his podcast. It's amazing. The Aaron Bender Podcast. You can go to all digital platforms where podcasts are downloaded and listened to. And I got a little story on Aaron as well. You know, Aaron was one of the few people that, he's one of my day ones. He's one of the people that's become like a life coach to me. And we hold each other accountable. And during my stint in the hospital, Aaron did not miss a day to call me. And we got really close. And throughout his ordeal that you heard on the last podcast, and if you haven't heard it yet, you need to go and listen. Not because, you know, I want the numbers and the downloads or whatever. But Aaron's story is one hell of a story. He's a widowed father of two. His wife had passed away from cancer this past November, and he's very candid about everything that took place. It was a very emotional episode, and Aaron has been somebody that's really been there for me. So I got to shout him out major before we get started. But Aaron attended a surprise birthday party that wasn't a surprise. shout out to my beautiful, I just went through puberty again. Shout out to my older daughter, Kendra. Now she's 15 and a half, about to get her learner's permit. She is somebody that is a planner, loves to do things, plan out parties. And behind my back, she pulled off one hell of a party with people I've known since kindergarten and eighth grade and have been there for me. Some people you've heard on that on the podcast. And yes, coming up in the next segment, the return of the one and only P-Dub, a.k.a. Paul Wilson,
his government name.
And we have a good time. We talk a little sports. We talk a little debate. And the debate is so ridiculous because it happened at the party that was just thrown last weekend. And we get into today's unofficial stoner holiday. Well, probably official to stoners, 420, and what it means to him. Or what it doesn't mean to him. But I digress. So this weekend, this past weekend, on tax day, April 15th, I turned 45 years old. And my daughter, Kendra, threw a beautiful, amazing last like minute party. It's supposed to be a surprise and take place in San Diego, but the venue got moved. Shout out to my sister, Tracy. I hope you're feeling better. I love you, girl. And so she made everything happen to where it was moved to my house. She cooked, she decorated, and it was a beautiful thing. So shout out to my daughter. I love you for that, Kendra. And so, you know, P-Dub, a couple other people that you've heard on the podcast, 100th episode, was there, you know. And we had a great time. And the thing that was going through my mind, other than, is my blood sugar okay? Because, you know, I was overwhelmed. You don't realize how much you're loved by people until they show up at a birthday party where everybody is from out of town. And one of the things that tripped me out about my birthday party was, A, people took time out of their busy schedules and changed plans that they had personally to attend. And I didn't say this at the party, and I did blame my blood sugar and being sick and my, you know, other things that were on my mind. What was really on my mind was I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel worthy of all the people that came over and showed love and told stories about me that other friends didn't know. And I really feel sorry for Aaron Bender because he learned a lot about me in a little bit of time. And the fact that he still calls me is amazing. But that's my dude, man, and he has a new brother for life right here. He's really helped me out with some life issues. But, yeah, so we had a birthday party for myself. My nephew came, my niece came, brought the kids. So, you know, my little nieces came, and it was just a beautiful day. But I'm blaming blood sugar for being quiet and, you know, blaming, you know, other things that's personally going through my mind. But what really went through my mind that I did not say, and I'll confess it right now, is I just did not feel worthy of the occasion. I felt guilty that everybody came over. And it's weird because you go through life and you don't know how much you're really loved until you're shown love. And I would say for a better part of the last 10 years, the word love is just something that I hear out of other people's mouths and I didn't believe in. And that's not a shot to anybody in my past. It's just my way of thinking due to circumstances that I've been through. And I'm always the guy that does things for people. I'm always the fixer. I'm always the one that you can call at 3 a.m. I'm always the guy that, oh, they're having a party. Let me help out the party. Let me finance it. Like, well, let me do what I got to do about it, you know? And so for me to sit there and watch everybody have a good time to be there for me was a very difficult thing because I just did not feel I was worth it. But as the night went on and as the night progressed, it became a very, very beautiful event. I busted out my baby pictures and my pictures from my past, the high school and stuff. And the laughs just poured in. Some pictures of my brother, Steven. Hey, yo, what pictures are you going to show of me? Bro, we got pictures of you, man. I also opened up a... opened up to my friends about past girlfriends they saw in pictures like, this girl liked you? She looked like a grown woman. She was a grade A clinger and a stalker, by the way. But I digress. So, yeah, it was just a great night, good time. And that's why my voice is so, you know, almost gone. Because I was telling all kinds of crazy stories. Shout out to Mama Pam. She's going to come on the podcast real soon. We're going to have just an hour talk. And I think 35 minutes of that's going to be why the hell was she on the Jerry Springer show back in the day. I did talk about that story at the party. I talked about the times I got jumped, you know, living in the hoods of Date Street and Del Rosa Avenue in San Bernardino, California. Where people are like, oh, San Bernardino, A, where is that? B, how is it so hard? Number one, it's just bad. This is bad. It's like the West Coast Detroit. It's just a bad place to be. But anyways, it's a great party, great time. And as I accepted the situation and accepted that I was loved by many, I finally was able to calm down and relax and enjoy the party and enjoy myself. And, you know, anybody that's ever gone through it, you know, it's something that I've talked about here and there on the podcast, and it's imposter syndrome, where you don't believe that, you know, what you're doing, you don't have enough faith in it. You don't have enough, like, confidence, enough faith in the fact that people do really like you, or you really are as good as being portrayed. For a long time, I thought, in this radio business that I've been in and podcasting and whatnot, I wasn't good, that I was faking it. But I wasn't really faking it. It was just imposter syndrome. So I kind of felt that way. Like, I really doubted, not so much doubted people, but like, why the hell do these people love me? And it was cool to hear, you know, we love Jake because he's funny, he's crazy, he's a giving guy. It was just a really nice event, man. And it was a day I'll never forget. It was one of the best birthdays I've ever had, and it was just a beautiful occasion. So for everybody that attended, you know, my day ones, thank you for coming. Y'all do listen to the podcast. I know that for a fact. Nobody would let me bust out a recorder, and it might have been a good thing because I told some stories that could have incriminated a lot of people. And if any of my neighbors in my apartment complex don't like me, they can implicate people that I know on some serious stuff. But I think the statute of limitations has happened already. So good luck. But yeah, it was a good time. And I'm very grateful for the people I have in my life. All my day ones. It's just a fun occasion. And the thing I've learned about myself in the past month, there's people that care. And you may not think so at the time, because you know what you're going through. But when you step back and take a look inside from the outside, you'll see that A, things aren't as bad as you're making them out to be. And B, you need to accept that you're loved and you're wanted. Because the thing that the reoccurring theme that was brought up by several people is, hey, man, you made it to 45, bro. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, you may not have made it. You may not have been able to celebrate 45 with your closest friends and family. It was a possibility. And so this is the last time I will bring up my hospital stay. This is the last time I'll bring up any illness, because somebody very close to me had told me, all right, let's stop talking about what you went through. Let's start talking about what you can do to make your present a great future. And she knows me well, so I will not say the name because I don't want to hear it. But that was said to me the day before my party. And she's right. I made it. I survived. I know what I have to do so I don't end up in that situation ever again, and I'm moving on from it. And so I'm trying to transition into this new way of life, healthier eating, more rest, less worries, and there's some things I'm going through that's kind of hard not to worry about, but it's just reality, and you go through it, and it sucks, but it's just the way it is. So I'm trying to deal with day-to-day life. And I'm trying to not let my past be my present. And I'm trying to make my future a better one by living good in the present. So I'm moving on from it. I've healed, and I've spent a lot of podcast air talking about not taking care of myself. So we got in somewhat of a weird but comical yet heated debate. And I'm going to talk about it with my man P-Dub here coming up. And we also break down the NBA and what the hell's going on with the Lakers and whatnot, because P hasn't done that in a minute. And we wanted to talk a little sports for a change. So we recap the weekend. We recap the NBA and we discuss the unofficial holiday that's taking place on April 20th, a.k.a. 420. And we're going to do that right now.
It's time for America's favorite foul-mouthed homie, P-Dub, a.k.a. Paul Wilson. What's good, P?
Yo, okay. So you heard the intro to P-Dub. He's official now because the big boy voice, Bob Schmidt, voiced and opened for him. So he's official now. I mean, we're on Podcast One. We got a budget, I think. And so we got to do it right. And I know, P, you wanted some Tupac there. You know, that's your joint. But I completely think we should have busted out some of our old stuff from the vault, man.
For sure, for sure. Shout out to Bob Schmidt for that. That is sick. I think that's fucking dope as hell.
Hell yeah, you know, put it together, the big voice, and we made it.
I know
it
where
official.
My check's going.
Do you want to get paid or do you want to sound good? Which one do you want? You can't have both. This is the Big Brother Jake podcast. You can't have both. You sound good or you get paid. And we made the choice for you. Check this in the middle, though. I promise. I really would have preferred to, like, you know, bust out one of our old songs, P, like from the 90s.
Oh, my God. Right?
You don't remember any of the stuff we did?
I remember a lot of it. It's not something that I'd probably want to put out.
Come on. It's still better than some of these.
Back then, well, shit, after some of the stuff I've been hearing on the radio, that shit's bomb as hell.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So full disclosure, like, back in the day, you know, P and I, we love basketball. And we made a song from, we took the instrumental from Queen Latifah's UNITY.
Yep.
And made a song called The Court Is Our Throne. Now, for those that do know me, the court's not my throne because I'm not good at basketball. I'm good for 5 to 6 fouls a game, maybe 4 points of putback buckets off of rebounds. And P, you know, he's good for like 10 points, 21 assists, 4 steals. I embarrassed P on the court because I was a shitty teammate. I cherry-picked, I didn't play defense, and I fouled people. That's all I was good for. So, P, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sorry that I wasn't a good teammate. But I would foul people if
I wouldn't
they fouled
say
you.
That. I wouldn't say that because when we were scoring or getting and-ones, you were giving the sickest high fives to everybody.
Good
hype
job,
man.
Dude.
Hype man.
Yes. Okay. See, everyone knows that I'm the hype man, whether I'm helping people study, whether I'm trying to help them through life situations, if I'm, you know, hashtag fake philosopher, I'm always a hype man on the basketball court and in life. P
Guaranteed.
Just nailed it.
Yeah. You dunk on somebody, Jake is yelling in their face.
Yeah. And I push him back down just for good measure. Like, don't get up. You were embarrassed. Yeah. Don't get up. And if somebody would foul the hell out of you, you know I was right there. You know I was right there. I had your back. Why are you laughing? I did. I hate you. I hate you. High fives. Might as well call me the Black Jack Haley for all that, man.
I don't care what you say. We still ran.
We still ran. Quarters are thrown. Ran. Come on, P. You know it. The court is our throne.
I swear I remember a line from that song, except the chorus.
That was the chorus. The court is our throne.
I think that was like, if I think about it, that was like really like one of the most, that was like one of the first legit songs we took an instrumental to, really like recorded it on a karaoke machine and like really put it together, like put time and effort to
it. Put
it
work, ad-libs.
Yeah.
And I remember a line from it. I know, like, we're the only two that are interested in saying this right now, but I don't care. This is my podcast. And the only thing I can remember from that song, something about, you know, we go to the court, fools always wonder, we busting out threes like Days of Thunder. Like, the movie Days of Thunder had nothing to do with three-pointers. It was NASCAR racing. And then I can't remember the middle of that song that I did.
But it was relevant.
It was relevant because Days of Thunder was out at that time.
Yeah.
And then I remember, I think that towards the end of my verse, time to hit the showers, it's another victory. At first you fools were laughing, but now you're fearing me. Stick the fat guy, yo, he's hitting those threes. And if you don't like it, you can swing on knees. Big fat nuts, cause my shot is strictly skill. You're mad cause you're loud, so it's time to pay the bills. Prince Prince or J-Dog and straight A, we do our own, the quarters are thrown or something like that. But yo, I actually remember it.
Classic.
That's terrible. You know, I should have performed that at the party that just took place. P and all my inner circle, people that I've known my whole life, came over, and we had a good time. And did I embarrass you at all? I just want to make sure.
No, there was no embarrassment. It was just good, man. I mean, seriously, like, I think a lot of people said it. I know I said it, but haven't laughed like that in a while.
Right.
Like, in a while.
Right.
So that was, like, just the best thing about it. It was just good stories and just a lot of laughter, meeting new people the first time. Shout out to Aaron Bender.
Yes. Aaron is good peoples, man.
Yeah, man. That was awesome. I didn't know that it was your first time meeting him.
Yeah, in person.
So it was cool. Like, it was all of our first time meeting him, you know, but hearing that familiar voice and stuff was cool, and cool peeps, like super cool peeps. So
yeah,
man.
Nah, he was cool. He was cool. And, you know, he's so witty. Like, he would come back.
Oh, super witty.
The jokes, man. But Aaron's good. It's funny because he has a news voice and he's cracking the jokes. You know, and then I had to, like, warn him about saying N-word in front of him, but, you know, he was, like, real cool about it. And the biggest debate we had, it wasn't, you know, the crazy stories I told about Mama Pam. It wasn't the crazy stories I told about me. It was the debate that there's only one left, Noggles, that Del Taco Bot, okay? This is a California thing for those that ain't from California, all right? Noggles made one of the greatest burritos on the planet. It was called the cheese burrito. Now, this is some original shit. The cheese burrito. And the cheese burrito consisted of flour tortilla, cheese, finely aged cheddar cheese, and red sauce. Now, fools were saying, so basically it's a quesadilla. And that pissed me off. I was so mad about that because that's not what it is.
It's not
a quesadilla. A quesadilla, you do it, put it in half, bam, call it a day. Maybe put some sauce on it. The cheese burrito, all right, you get it, fold the bottom, flip it halfway, tuck, roll, flip again, roll again, bam, burrito, cheese burrito, not a quesadilla.
And the texture of the cheese is different too.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's be honest. Yes. When you get into the quesadilla, it's melted, it's flat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're cutting that thing into triangles and shit. That is not how the burrito
goes.
That's
not a cheese burrito. Exactly.
That cheese is semi-melted, okay?
Semi-melted.
The constipation's kicking in about halfway through that thing, so because of the cheese. So,
yeah. Exactly.
Difference. Big difference.
It was, you know, we might as well play Me Against the World Tupac coming into the segment because it was you and me battling everybody on my balcony about it. There was like seven people. It's a quesadilla. Aaron Bender, the homegirl Shanae, my niece Adriana, my nephew Pookie. They were all like battling us. It's a quesadilla. You don't know. You never had one.
Everybody who was of Mexican descent wanted to argue with the white and black dude.
I know. Like, we don't know what we're talking about. That was the one thing that I was heated about, you know. And I should have recorded that for the podcast. I was not happy. I was not happy with how they were discussing how it was a damn quesadilla.
Yeah.
You can quesadilla my ass all the way to the bank. It's a cheese burrito. And I just wasted all of your free and limited minutes discussing our hardcore debate at my party, which, you know, shout out to my daughter Kendra for hooking that up. And shout out to you for coming up to the L.A. area when I know you hate coming up here.
Well worth it. It was well worth it.
And speaking of L.A., you know, I'm going to talk a little sports today with you because we haven't done it in a while. And your Los Angeles Lakers are Los Angeles Lakers, but it's yours for the record because, you know what
paid. Yeah, I know. All right.
They've been without LeBron with the high ankle sprain and Anthony Davis, which I predicted years ago, and I told you this.
Yep.
He's injury prone.
Yep.
And, you know, he's deteriorating before our eyes at a very young age, and I hate to say it. Now, with that being said, you know, he's cleared to come back and do basketball activities, but he's not game shape ready yet. So, you know, he should be back, they said, in about 2 weeks. How do you think these Lakers will survive these next couple weeks without AD and LeBron? And their schedule coming up is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been, I think, pretty obvious that the team is struggling without those two on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've had some surprise games, you know, like the Brooklyn game, yeah. You know, where they came out and just played really well and took it to them. And not that Brooklyn was in, you know, full strength either, but nonetheless, they had some players that we didn't. So, but, you know, overall, they're just lacking consistency. You know, we don't have guys that are consistent shooters. You know, some guys are going to show up and drop big numbers, and then the next few games they're going to be, you know, doing mediocre stuff.
Right.
But, you know, for the most part, I think the moves that the organization that Rob made to get mm-hmm. in, like Drummond and McLemore, is that
yeah.
his last
yeah.
name? You know, I think those were, you know, for what was out there, I think that was legit. Drummond, for sure. I just think it's going to take time for him to get used to the system and stuff like that. But if that guy gets into a rhythm of things, he's a beast down low. And I've been thinking that's one thing that the Lakers have been lacking more than anything is that presence in the middle.
Yes.
You know, a guy who is just that. He's just a guy that works the middle. He rebounds and all that stuff. If Drummond can kind of hopefully get over the scoring issues, you know, and work on getting his numbers, I don't care if it's 10 to 15 a game.
Right.
If that's all it is, but you're getting 10 to 15 boards to get it, man, that's going to be super beneficial. Because if we get second chances at the rim, if the Lakers get second chances, it's game over.
Absolutely.
I you know what I mean? I just don't think you can stop us two possessions in a row like that.
No,
you know, we miss one shot, get a rebound, and then go again.
Exactly right.
So, but that's only going to happen if we get healthy and get those guys back on the court. And with the way things are going to be coming, like you said, with this next stretch and the teams that we're going to play in, I mean, if things go really bad, you're talking about dropping a couple spots really quick.
Yes.
You know, and being pressed up against that play-in spot, which would be interesting.
Oh.
I would be comfortable with it only because I'm going to assume that we'll be at full strength, you know, if that happens, and you know, we should be able to handle it. But then
that
you're talking about
game. That's one game, though, man. Anybody
that's
can win.
I know. And now you're playing a number one seed, and then
yep.
you're going to be, you know what I mean? You're going to be playing all the top seeds after
yep,
that.
You're going uphill the whole way.
Yeah.
The
so that
way.
Will be really, really tough and something really, you know, that's going to test everybody. I mean, that'll test everybody to see just where you're at and how top of your game you really are. So time will tell, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a shot or a chance that if they keep dropping and the Clippers keep playing the way they're playing, they could meet each other in the first round. As it stands
oh,
now, the
sure.
Clippers would play Portland, which, you know, Portland last year compared to this year, bubble Portland is different from regular Portland right now. They don't play defense. When I watched, you know, I was in person for the game against the Clippers.
Right.
Portland don't play D.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to try and outshoot you every time and
exactly.
outscore you, you know. And if the Lakers meet up with them, I think it's a good matchup if it's a first-round matchup. But I worry. I mean, I think the Lakers can pull it off, you know, whoever they play, if they're at full strength. But they
yeah.
have to be at full strength. And I think LeBron will be fine because he's a natural athlete. You know, he's getting older, but he still keeps his body in shape. He works
mm-hmm.
out in the offseason. You know, but AD was always my biggest worry because
yeah.
he's always
yeah.
injury prone. And I said that from day one. And I really hope he bounces back from this. But, you know, after you and I had talked about this ad nauseum, like, you know, we've done a research on his injury. And that's no joke, man. Like,
no.
That could be career ending. At
yeah.
any given moment with him, you know? So, I don't know, man. In your heart of hearts, you know, put your fandom aside. Put your analyst cap on. Do you think they repeat as NBA champions? Take your heart out of it.
Give me a minute here.
He's thinking hard.
Yeah.
Oh.
If they come back full strength,
okay.
I think they repeat. I think they can get to the championship easy. And I think it's going to be based off of one key thing and that's going to be just experience.
Right.
I just think like some of the teams that are doing really well right now that are, you know, are getting a lot of hype, that experience, you know, when the lights come on, it's a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things just kind of, some people fold, you know, some guys that are playing really good through the season. I'm not talking like your superstars. I think your superstars are going to play at that level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about your other guys. You know what I mean? The pressure starts to get on those guys.
Right.
And you're going to see like, oh, I don't know if I want to take this shot in the midst of this playoff game now. You know, this is a season shot I can take all year, but playoffs, I'm not sure. You're going to see questioning there.
Right.
And I just don't think you're going to get that with the Lakers squad. They went through it already,
mm-hmm.
the majority of those guys. And I think if they're at full, strength, they're the favorites by far.
All right.
I'm not a LeBron fan. We know I'm not.
We know
LeBron
you're not
fan,
a LeBron fan. I know.
But
that.
I can't take away that guy, you know, when he's on the court and he's leading, you know what I mean?
Right.
Guys just seem to play on a different level.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, and well, when you've been there as many years as that guy has, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the most thing that blows me away about LeBron is like, it's been like every fucking playoff or final for like how many years? That's
crazy. Oh my
crazy.
God. I know. It's like,
that's so crazy.
He's been to 10 NBA finals, something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really mind blowing when you really fucking sit down and even look at the greats who have gone to as many as they have. It's like, even they worked so hard to get there. And,
oh, yeah. No doubt about
yeah.
it.
So
no
anyway.
Doubt about it. And I really don't see anyone from the East beating anyone from the West. I mean, the Nets, you know, Kevin Durant, again, another injury, contusion, fancy word for a bruise in the thigh.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that damn word.
My goodness, it's like every time they want to play together, something happens to that dude. You know,
yeah.
And so, like, everyone was fearing them, and then you lose LaMarcus Aldridge because, you know, his heart condition, and he's like, I'm out. I'm not going to risk my life to play ball
yeah.
no more. So that took away, because when he was when he signed with the team, I was like, oh, damn. Oh, boy, they're in trouble. You know, they're going to win. And then that happened, and they're starting to show, you know, chinks in the armor now, and I really
yeah.
don't see – I mean, Milwaukee's good. Philly's good. You know, the Celtics are starting to, you know, play better, but I really don't see – anyone from the East being a threat, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's Phoenix, whether it's the Clippers, you know, even Portland. Because with Dame Dash, or Dame Dollar, I'm sorry. You know, Dame Dash, I'm thinking rapping, you know, because I still got the hookah flow, I could flow in my head too. but, you know, the West will be a force. And
yeah,
you know, and
I agree.
You know, so I don't see the Nets, you know, really doing anything other than maybe next year, you know. That's just me, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for any team, until, you know, if you got new parts, I mean, this goes for the Lakers, too. You know
yeah,
what I mean? If
of
you
course.
Got new parts, new people, if you can't get, you know, good, solid time together, quality time, playing time with each other, and you're always dealing with a nagging injury,
yep,
you know, of some sort, there will never be a flow there.
Right.
There will never be a cohesiveness there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you are going to play probably a couple of amazing games. Guys are going to be probably, you know, knocking shots down because they're just natural athletes. They just
right.
know how to play the game. But that flow, that cohesiveness, like in the midst of a really tight game, you know, guys' rotations picking up, all that stuff, if that is not, you know, if you're not on the same page,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what kind of talent you have out there, you're going to someone's going to hit a shot on you that's going to cost you the game.
Right.
And we've seen that every year in every playoff. You know what I mean?
right.
So
right.
It's hard to think that the Nets are not going to be a victim to that as well at some point.
Absolutely. So, see, we covered sports, y'all. We covered sports. And I would be remiss before I let you go. My podcast falls on a very distinct holiday today.
It does.
420, man.
Oh, shit.
Now, what do you plan on doing for 420? You plan on having like a family outing, like a picnic?
No, I don't make it I don't make it like that. 420 is every day for me.
I knew you were gonna
say that. You know what I mean? All you get to do on 420 is just kind of get to take a step back and just say, you know, finally.
Right.
Like, finally, like the powers to be finally saw, like, this is not that big of a deal. It's pumping money, you know, tons of
Man.
Money, I might add.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're, I'm almost like sometimes kind of shocked, like, why there are even one fucking pothole in any street, because it's like
or high gas prices.
Or yeah, I mean, we can go on and on, and it's like, believe me, dude, the taxes they're getting off of that
right.
is absolutely astronomical. So yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, it's just that's what 420 is to me. It's just a time to finally, you know, to be like, yeah, finally, like finally, we're not in this state. And this mindset that, like, oh my God, it's the gateway to heroin, and you know what I mean,
like,
and all like mental issues and shit. It's like, no, bro.
Well, you know, there was an after school special on ABC back in the day, man, where these kids were smoking weed, right? And you know, it was like
Nancy Reagan pops out of the bushes, just say no.
Oh, I could go on and on about the Just Say No and the DARE program. They stole money from everybody. But here's the thing. Like, these kids were, like, you know, getting high at a party. You hear the music. Like, porno music in the background. And then, like, this kid's, like, or this girl, she smokes a joint and jumps out of a window. If that's not the most inaccurate thing I've ever seen about a weed smoker.
Right.
And then they're like, you know, oh, Betsy shouldn't have smoked that pot. Oh, my God, we better stop, man. We might kill ourselves. And, you know, they go back to getting their life straight. And they go to a funeral. It's the worst after-school special ever. I'll tell you a story that I probably haven't told you before. And I don't know if I regret it or I don't. Probably do. As you know, I've met B-Real from Cypress Hill when I worked over at Westwood One years ago.
Right, right.
And after he was on with Adam Carolla, which is another member of the Podcast One team, he pretty much anchors this network, and Dr. Drew, they did a show called Love Line.
Yep.
And so B-Real was on, and he was taking calls, and it was really cool. You know, he's a good dude. He was real down to earth. And it was right before his Smoking Grooves concert out in San Bernardino, Glen Helen, all right? And he's like, I was like, yo, it's nice to meet you, man. You know, I'm a big fan. He's like, hey, you want to hit a joint with the real one? And I'm like, you mean blaze up with you? Yeah, man. You know, I got the chronic in the car. We can blaze up, son. And I was like, damn, maybe I should. Because when am I going to get this chance again? Soon as that happens, my beeper goes off and it's the wife. Are you almost home? Like, damn. And I thought about it, and I was like, sorry, man.
Hey, man, this is a legendary time. You can hit with the real one.
And I was like, I really want to, bro, but I got to get home.
Oh, the wife on the ball and chain. I got one of those. It was nice to meet you, Jake.
He went to his car, him and Bobo, the other member of Cypress Hill, just smoked out their car, and all I saw was like a nice cloud. And you could smell it outside the car. It was so potent, and I just walked to my car and drove home. That is my true story. I almost got the blaze up with B-Real. He offered me some weed, and I said no.
True.
Because Nancy Reagan popped out the bushes. The E-True Hollywood story. You're stupid. Well, I know it's 4:19 as we record this, so celebrate early. And I appreciate you coming to the party and give me the mic, cuz I'm ready to flow. Yo, my name ain't Silk, but you lose control. I go loony like old dog. My rhymes are like Boss Hog, fat and all of that, shooting lyrics like a gat. Who can flow? I can flow. Who can? Come on. You don't remember that one? Come on.
Oh, dude, I cannot believe you remember the lyrics of some of these songs.
I could have kept going, but
I know I still have the pads that the lyrics are written on. I know I have them somewhere, but I couldn't tell you any of those lyrics.
Okay,
man.
So we're going to record this weekend.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not.
That'd be so funny.
You know, I'll roll after the Kings game. I'll come to your house. I'll bring the equipment. We're re-recording, remastering everything. We did that to MC Ren's Final Frontier. And I made that beat off the double-deck cassette recorder. I was telling people how I used to make beats off the double-decker cassette recorder.
And pause, then rewind.
That's right. That's right. And there's no hiccups, no skips. And to fade it out, I hit the pause button slowly. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I should demonstrate that next party I throw. You sure you don't want to flow right now?
No, I'm good.
Should I play Down This Road again, going out?
No,
come on, P. I'm trying to resurrect your rap career, man. I want to get back in the studio
I'm
and
good,
produce.
Dog. I'd rather work on some new stuff and just get a little, you know, one hit wonder, make some money, be out.
We were stars, bro.
We could have been.
We should have been. But everybody was so good back then.
Like, I'll drop a little dime before I leave. I almost got signed to Ruthless Records, and that's no joke.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Ruthless almost made that happen. You don't want to elaborate on that dime, make it a dollar?
Nah, we'll save that for another one.
Oh, look at him. He's getting it. He likes to tease.
Yeah,
he's
I know teasing. How to get back on the show. I know how to get back on the show.
Because you ain't getting money.
Y'all.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Broadcast. Bye, everybody.
Oh, P-Dub always trying to find his way back. Every time I try to get rid of him, he finds his way back. And you know what, P? You talking that trash to find a way back? You better find those lyrics. And I will make sure we have the instrumentals ready, and we're going to perform our old songs on the show. I'll try to remember my lyrics. I thought I did a good job. Not bad for 1992. Anyways, speaking of breaking down sports and breaking down shows, the Big Brother Jake podcast, this is episode 105. We got signed up with the biggest, baddest podcasting network on the planet, Podcast One. And I thank them for that. And it's going to keep going. The Big Brother Jake podcast is in very good hands with Podcast One. And the numbers have gone up. The listeners have just increased in crazy numbers around the world. And I do get a lot from my old listeners over at Fox Sports Radio. Yo, Big Brother Jake, man, I love the podcast, but you don't talk a lot of sports like you used to. And the reason why I created the Big Brother Jake podcast is because I knew that people would expect to hear sports from me all the time. Because that's all I did. When I was on the Ben Maller Show, when I was on JT the Brick Show, when I was on Out of Bounds with Craig Sheeman and James Washington over at Fox Sports Radio, even when I had my stint over at KLOS in Los Angeles, where I go on a sports show with my man Jim Daniels, people expect me to talk sports. It's not that I didn't want to talk sports, but I wanted to show my versatility, that I could talk about things like mental illness. I could talk about pop culture. I could talk about being a single dad, going through a divorce. I could talk about dating. I could talk about relationships, all that stuff. I could talk silly shit too, you know? And I do a lot of that. But I know where my bread is buttered. I know for many years, sports has paid the bills. Sports has allowed me to do some of the most amazing things that I've ever done. Meet some of the most amazing people on this planet. Meet my heroes. Be able to do stuff like work the NBA Finals, Kobe's last game, Major League Baseball playoffs, hockey, you know, football, college basketball, you name it. Baseball. Oh, my gosh, yes. It's just been an amazing run. So, my major announcement that I teased on social media, I will continue to do the Big Brother Jake podcast. That's not going away. We're only getting bigger and badder, and we're just going to be killing the game. I have a feeling that things are going to just blow the hell up. I'm confident in myself and y'all that have supported me over the years that we're taking this thing to new heights. But I don't want to try and do 2 and 3 hour podcasts once a week. And there's been a small demand, but nonetheless, enough of a demand for me to say this. The Big Brother Jake podcast will have a Tuesday show and a sports recap show probably at the end of the week. Hey, yes. I'm going back to my roots. I'm going home, or coming home, and returning to what I love to do, sports. So there will be two podcasts a week, one regular where your boy's just, you know, shooting the breeze, having different people on, talking, you know, about life in general. And then there will be a sports podcast that I'll do recapping everything in the world of sports. We'll have sports people on, you know, maybe try and get some interviews at some venues, interview a lot of fans, you know, have a mailbag where I have people email, DM questions and things they'd like to, you know, go over or talk about. Maybe even have a live call-in segment, but we're working on it. Everything will be finalized shortly, but got the green light, and I will be doing two podcasts a week in the very near future. Your old regular Big Brother Jake podcast, and then the sports edition of the Big Brother Jake podcast. So I'm excited because I've been, you know, and in 21 years I've been doing this. You know, I worked at Fox Sports Radio for 13, 14 years almost. And I was featured on a lot of shows there. I got to be, you know, Stephen A. Smith's sidekick. Again, Ben Maller, he gave me one of the most amazing platforms. My man Jim Daniels and Jason Smith, they all allowed me to be who I was on the air. And I came across a lot of the time as a bitter, angry black man that screamed all the time. I've gotten older and I've calmed down a lot, and I'm just angry, and I'm still black. But I miss talking sports on the regular, and it's a lot of fun. So, yes, your boy will be adding a sports podcast to the collection. So, Big Brother Jake podcast on Tuesdays. And then I'm trying to figure out a day in particular where, you know, I'm going to recap and set up for what's to come. And I'll do that weekly. So, yeah, we'll continue that. And I brought back the Big Brother Jake Pod Snacks. Man, I am so sorry. I'm going through puberty with this voice. And I had my social media director, Kendra Warner,
her government name,
and my daughter, direct me. Because she loves Disney. So I did a pod snack about the things that are going on over at California Adventure. Rides aren't open yet. You know, it's a cute little 30-second clip. And, you know, we'll get back to doing the pod snack. So there's a nice little demand for it. And within an hour, we got 1,500 views. So that was pretty cool. So you can check that out on my Instagram page at the Big Brother Jake Podcast. Or at Big Brother Jake. It's posted there on my main page. So, yes, we are back in full effect, and you'll get double the Big Brother Jake. Some people might not like that, and I don't care. But you'll get your fix either way. And it's going to be a good time. We'll see how it goes. And if it's too much for me, we ain't doing it. But I like the idea, I like the concept, and, you know, we're going to make this go. But I'm excited to get back to where it all started. And people say, man, did you take on more than you can handle? Probably, especially after, you know, recovering. But why the hell not? Why the hell not? I think it's time. And, you know, I'm around sports each and every day of my life with the jobs I have. So it's time to get back to it. And I'm ready for it. So, you know, maybe you'll hear a lot of P-Dub on there. Maybe P-Dub will have his own segment, and he still won't get paid. But anyways, going to land this plane now. That's the big announcement. So thank you all for supporting the movement, tapping in, getting familiar, and joining the movement. And more to come. More to come. I know I'm a little out of it right now. I've been heavily medicated this past week dealing with my health. But I couldn't leave y'all hanging, so I decided to call in some reinforcements, and P-Dub came through like a champion and had to cancel on my man Nick Hamilton. And I'm going to have my man Nick Hamilton. And this man is one of the great broadcasters in the Los Angeles area. He's well-decorated and he's been on everything, and he has a show on Sirius XM. Nick, I promise you, man, we will have you on shortly. He's supposed to come on today, but I had some obligations I could not get out of, and I missed my window to tape with him. So, Nick, you'll be on shortly on the regular podcast, and then we're going to have you on every chance I get. So until next time, I say to you and yours, first of all, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with me this episode. I'll try better next time. Until then, I say to y'all, wait for it.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.